Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox, your daily dose of affirmations for a quieter mind. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, we've got a juicy one for you today. We're diving deep into the art of self-forgiveness and letting go. Ever feel like you're carrying around this backpack full of past mistakes, regrets, or even just should-haves? You know that feeling when your mind keeps replaying those moments, leaving you stuck in a loop of self-criticism? Well, let me tell you, we've all been there. Holding on to these burdens doesn't serve us. It weighs us down, steals our joy, and prevents us from moving forward with open hearts and clear minds. This episode is your roadmap to finally shedding that backpack and embracing the liberating power of self-forgiveness. First things first, let's get real. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not about saying everything was okay when it clearly wasn't. It's about releasing the grip those past events have on your present and future. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep holding on to a rusty, broken key, would you? Forgiveness is about making space for new possibilities, new opportunities to grow, learn, and love. It's a conscious choice we make, day by day, to shift our perspective and break free from the chains of the past. Here are five powerful keys to unlock the door to self-forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your mistake. This doesn't mean dwelling on it, but rather owning it with honesty and compassion. We all mess up, it's part of being human. Recognizing our missteps allows us to learn from them and move forward with wisdom. 2. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend who made a similar mistake. Imagine someone close to you confided in you about their regret, what would your words be? Be gentle with yourself, acknowledge that everyone makes mistakes, and remind yourself that you are worthy of love and forgiveness, even when you stumble. 3. Shift your perspective. Instead of viewing your past as a series of failures, try reframing it as a collection of learning experiences. Each misstep, every bump in the road, has brought you to where you are today stronger, wiser, and more resilient. 4. Take responsibility. Owning up to our actions is crucial for growth and healing. This doesn't mean blaming yourself endlessly, but acknowledging your role in the situation and committing to making different choices moving forward. 5. Release the past. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a continuous practice. Each day, consciously choose to let go of the weight of past regrets. Visualize those burdens dissolving, like clouds drifting away on the wind. Let me share a quick story that might resonate with you. Picture this. Sarah had always been incredibly ambitious, driven to achieve success in her career. She put in countless hours, sacrificing personal time and neglecting relationships along the way. One day, she landed her dream job, only to realize it came at a steep cost, desolation and loneliness. Sarah realized she'd been so focused on achieving that she'd forgotten to live. She had sacrificed important connections for career success, leaving herself feeling empty and unfulfilled. In that moment, Sarah chose to forgive herself for her past choices, acknowledging that they were made with good intentions, even if the outcome wasn't what she desired. She realized it was never too late to course correct, to prioritize relationships, and to find joy in the present moment. Remember, you are worthy of love, forgiveness, and a life filled with joy and purpose. Take those first steps towards self-forgiveness today, your future self will thank you. So, how can you start practicing self-forgiveness right now? I challenge you to take a few minutes to reflect on an area where you've been holding on to negativity or resentment towards yourself. Write it down, acknowledge your feelings, and then consciously choose to release that burden. Visualize yourself letting go, like releasing a balloon into the sky. Remember, forgiveness is a journey, not a destination, so be patient and kind to yourself along the way. Ready to reclaim your power and embrace a lighter, brighter tomorrow? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words, leave a review if you feel inspired, and join our conversation on social media. Let's keep supporting each other on this journey towards inner peace. Until next time, keep detoxing those thoughts and shining your beautiful light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.